Hello, welcome to GenStar Media Podcast. This is Nicole Flothy, the CEO. I love social media and will be sharing the latest news and updates for tips and tricks. Before we get started on episode 2, I just wanted to introduce a new client of mine. It's Calistoga's here in Naples, Florida, and we'll be working together on their campaigns in regards to social media. So the first campaign they have, they're actually going to be on the a big event coming up this Saturday, and it's their 10-year anniversary. I just wanted to give you a radio blast from them so you can hear about the great event. Hold on.
Come celebrate Calistoga Bakery Cafe's 10-year anniversary. Saturday, March 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Calistoga will be donating 200% of the entire day's sales to the Wounded Warrior Project at the Airport Pulling Road in Naples location only. Plus hundreds of prizes all day, including tickets to SeaWorld. And the first 100 people in line at 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. will receive free Calistoga for a year. That's Saturday, March 1st at Calistoga Bakery Cafe on Airport Pulling Road only, with 200% of sales for the day going to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Now that you've heard a little snippet of their news, I just wanted to get into the understanding YouTube. So YouTube is pretty interesting. It's been around since February 2005. And the interesting fact, a little tidbit, is that it's been around since Valentine's Day of 2005. So if you actually go to Wikipedia, you can get the background on YouTube. But it's pretty interesting. The YouTube was started by PayPal employees, and then it was bought out by Google. So it's been a place where you can get on there, and primarily if you look at the word YouTube, you're sharing you on the internet on a video format. So on YouTube, there are some really interesting things as far as how you can broadcast yourself. They actually have where you can have a search feature, and in your line of business, you have a niche that you want to figure out. So if your niche is, say, basketball, you would type into YouTube a search in regards to basketball, and it would bring up all these different types of videos that people are making with that search. And then you look at those videos and find out which ones would work for your industry. And then you can recreate something similar to those videos, something that would apply to your niche and be beneficial for your business. You can also find videos that would also be beneficial that you don't have to recreate, and you can share those within your fan pages or your social media sites. And then also, one of the things on there you can check out is the latest news. So right now, one of the latest news that I checked out was that it was happy 30th birthday to Mac. I am an avid, big-time Apple consumer. I love all my Apple products. And so it was interesting to see that Apple's been around for 30-plus years now. They have a YouTube videos on that, and those were trending, and people were, you know, sharing them because of the birthday. So if you want to find trending things, that's the way to do it, is to do a search. One of the big things on YouTube that is really popular to share is music or inspirational videos. They're great content because people just like to repost those things, and it gives me an idea of who you are when you post a certain kind of song or what kind of things inspire you, so I can learn more about you and your business. You want to do a search for what's recommended. On YouTube, they have a great feature. So if I've been searching for basketball, it'll pull up later for me all these different articles that are all these different videos that they recommend for me to watch. Or if I have some sort of craft that I've been looking at, it'll pull up different craft videos for me to check out and see if they are of interest to me. So I really enjoy that feature. There's a couple of sites that I found that were pretty inspirational or beneficial for your business. One is youtube.com/what's trending. And that site actually gives you updates on what's going on in the world of social media, what's going on in the fashion industry, what is trending right now. And they do video posts of that. Another site that I liked, and obviously these are all on YouTube, but another brand that I liked is, of course, Disney. Disney Parks has a YouTube channel, they call it, and it's youtube.com/Disney's Parks. And on there, they have videos regarding Disney, and I love that they actually incorporated the hashtag Disney Parks, and you can go on to YouTube and check them out. So those are two great examples of some websites on YouTube or channels on YouTube that are really cool. On YouTube, you can create playlists. If you've never heard of a playlist, it's kind of like, say, you have a whole bunch of music that you really like, and you just don't want to continuously search for it. Well, what you can do is you can create this playlist, and you can have all your favorite music in that playlist, and then you can easily click on it and then have it scrolling through or rotating through the songs, and you don't have to go all over the YouTube site to get the music. You can also do it where you are creating a playlist of special inspirational videos, and then you can have those and you can share them with one link instead of sharing all individual videos with your person that you want to share them with. One thing that we use it a lot for GenStar Media is I do Google Hangouts with Businesswomen Connect. And we are there on YouTube doing live Hangouts. And then those YouTube videos I put into a playlist. And then I can share that playlist with a client or with somebody that is looking to learn more in regards to Google Hangouts and how to be online with that feature. It's a really cool feature on Google. They have these live Hangouts where they record the information right there, and then they send it right to YouTube as a saved file. So once you're done with your live Google Hangout, it actually saves into their YouTube system, and so you don't have to actually figure it all out. It does it for you, which is awesome. Some of the other things I see on YouTube is popular, what's popular. And you can actually create a playlist on that. And so say you don't have the time right now, but you want to recreate these awesome videos to be something that would inspire you, you can create a playlist of what's popular and then save that in your channel. Some programs to create videos for your YouTube, you can actually use, download some apps. One's called the YouTube Capture. It's actually a new YouTube app that you can get, and it allows you to capture the video and edit it, make some changes, and then upload it directly to YouTube. So that's actually a feature that's offered from YouTube, and it's just brand new. There's also one called Animoto. And Animoto I found really easy and user-friendly, but what you can do with that one is you can actually upload photos, put them all together, add music, maybe add some words in there, and then send it right to YouTube. Just wanted to let you know that there is also a way that you can share on your social media sites. So once your video is up live, you can actually share it via all these different buttons that YouTube offers. So they offer Facebook, they offer Twitter, Google+, Blogger, Tumblr, Pinterest, LinkedIn. So all those are right there, right underneath the video. And if you click on those and share them all over the social media sites, you'll get more views and more opportunity to get your message out there. Or if you have a video that you really love and you want to get it out there, that's an easy way to do it. They also provide the direct link, and you can link to that and bring it into your social media site. So it's all really convenient and easy to use. They have ways for you to just simply get on the site and click around, and you'll see all these different windows pop up for you to answer questions and customize your page. One of the things on YouTube that they're doing now is offering business pages. So if you set up a Google+ account, you can set up business pages on Google+, and then those business pages can have a YouTube account. So it gives you some credibility within your business, and GenStar Media has a YouTube account now, and we're starting to create videos and share them on there. So it's a lot of fun, and I look forward to teaching again. So enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. For more podcasts, subscribe to iTunes. Please be sure to visit www.genstarmedia.com and our blog and leave some comments. Thank you.